Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're joined now by Mike Buchett, the head coach of the state qualifying cross-country teams at Pendleton Christian, both boys and girls teams winning the district title for the first time in school history. Mike, let's start there. What does it mean to be able to secure the district title for both the boys and girls teams for the first time in school history in the same year?
It's exciting. These kids have put a lot of effort into this, going back to early summer with a lot of miles, our team camp to start the summer at our Bridge 23 camp at Norwalk, and getting in the weight room and doing some of the strengthening stuff and conditioning stuff. And we had three hilly courses in a row, Sheraton and then Indianola for conference, and here today at Central. And we were tough on all three of them. And this final phase of the season, the kids really stepped forward, and they ran like we thought they could, but they never really put it all together first half of the season. So to see them string it together now and with our three alternates, our 10 boys, 10 girls are all healthy, which we've had so much of that the last several years as well. So I give credit to Ellen Davis, too, just from a nutritional standpoint. There's just a lot of smart things that this group did this year, and got to give them a lot of credit. So in many ways, I'm not surprised to see this, but at the same time, it's pretty surreal at the same in the same manner. So the kids earned this one.
And I think you said that well, right? It wasn't necessarily unexpected, but it's still surreal when you accomplish that. I think another surreal thing, let's start by talking about the boys' race, their fifth consecutive trip. I mean, model of consistency there that, I mean, it's really just speaks to the dedication that program has put in here to be able to make five consecutive trips to Fort Dodge.
Yeah, it's been a journey. I mean, we took over, the girls were eighth at state qualifying meet my first year, and boys were sixth, and it wasn't too long we were knocking on the door trying to find our way into that third spot. And yeah, now the boys five in a row, girls three of the last four. So it's quite a string, and we're not going up there middle of the pack. We're going up there to compete for a state title, so that's even more exciting. So
and you kind of beat me to that point. I want to come back and touch on that in a minute, but now let's talk about the girls too. You know, they're starting to find some of that consistency as well. Three out of the last 4 years they're in Fort Dodge, now ending their season. This is the second straight year that they're ending their season there. Numbers continue to kind of climb or hold steady year after year. There's not a significant decline year after year as well, and to be able to get them back to Fort Dodge, continue to see this program moving in that upward trajectory, just has to be really satisfying as a coach, and it's got to build a lot of confidence just in that program as well.
Yeah, the quality of the girls that are in our team are awesome. I mean, they 1 through 15 have been loving on each other and supporting each other, and you know, while there's a seven that ran today, there's just such a really good support system there. And that's what's continued to bring great girls out with that are extremely athletic. But our girls, I just looked at it today from the first race of the season to now, is like a 2:25 average time drop across our whole girls team, which is just crazy. I knew early in the year we had a great team, but the payday is showing up. And so yeah, the girls have been there three of the last four. They're a notch above where our girls teams have been in the past several years. So this is also a girls team that's going to be competing for a state title next weekend. So we're excited for that as well.
Well, let's talk about that too, because you kind of beat me to that punch as we're talking to Mike Buchett, head coach of the Pendleton Christian cross country teams. You know, years past, it's been getting to state has kind of been the goal, and it's kind of been your bubble team or trying to, you know, ramp up big time for state qualifying meet to make sure you run your best race to get to state. This year, you guys kind of came in as the hunted, which is kind of a first for this team as well too. How did you feel like the kids kind of handled that change in mindset of being the team hunting for that spot to being the team that was hunted and being able to get the job done?
Yeah, it's for those that have been in the program for a couple of years, they can tell you the conversations were quite different. I mean, for one, there's no guarantees you're going to state, so you do have to come out, you have to deliver. There's plenty of nerves by our kids at the start line, but in a good way, good nervous energy. But we also didn't back off our miles. We've had years where we've had to maximize what we're going to do at state qualifying to make sure we got to state. And that's not what's going on this year. I mean, we're maximizing what, even going through today, we're trying to maximize what goes on next Friday. So that's a dangerous thought process because you got to win one at a time. But at the same time, because of this success the girls have had and the boys have had the last couple weeks, gave us pretty good idea of where we were at and what we were trying to accomplish, and the kids are buying into what's going on. So we got 8 days to get ourselves ready for the best race of our season, and we like going from this hilly course at Central to a flat course at Fort Dodge. So it's going to be a fast day, and we're going to be right in the mix of it. So
absolutely. We're going to come back and touch on those ATs here in just a moment as you guys get ready to prepare. But I kind of want to come back and, talk about this race a little bit too, because we talk about that change in mindset here. You know, it wasn't necessarily even though you were the top-ranked team of both sides, it wasn't like you were far and away the top-ranked team either. Mm-hmm. You know, it's number 3 versus number 4 in the girls' race, number 6 versus number 7 in the boys' race. You guys get the edge there over PCM, which has been kind of a back-and-forth battle all season long between those two teams. You get Red Oak here, and, you actually end up beating them by a comfortable margin, with them finishing back in third behind a solid PCM boys' squad as well. Getting a race like this too, where, it's not necessarily just a runaway either and continues to just kind of push this group, how beneficial is that going to be for next week, knowing that you didn't necessarily have an easy run here at state qualifying?
Yeah, I'd say two things. One is yes, I think we were the only site out of the 5 state qualifying meet sites that had 2 girls teams in the top 5. And then you put the 6th and 7th team with PCM boys or PC boys and Red Oak, and PCM almost beat Red Oak at Sheraton. And frankly, we're better than 6th in the state. So we were technically, I think, a top 5 team, just it's the way it is rankings wise, but we'll prove that next week. But yeah, so that, and then I think you take the combination of what's going to be extremely important at the state meet is, are you used to running in big meets? And we've done that this season. I mean, we ran in a big meet at the Dutch Invite here against a lot of 3A teams, some 4A teams. We came back here for Heartland, which was a loaded field. We went to Iowa State for a loaded field. The conference meet was loaded. These kids are used to competing for positions inside of races, and they're not just running small meets and standing out in the front and just having a good team score. But they've been competing for spots all season long. So I feel like stepping into the state meet, we've got something to prove for sure. And there's teams like the PCM girls that finished 2 points behind us. They're solid. So, I congratulated their coach and said, let's go get 1-2 at state side by side. So who knows what plays out completely, but we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. You talk about those 8 days that are going to be huge and just getting set up for this meet. And I know you mentioned that, it's been a little bit of a different approach to state qualifying. I assume that it's going to be a little bit different this year as you guys prepare for, the state meet as well. But over the next 8 days, how do you guys go about getting yourselves mentally, physically ready to go again at Fort Dodge, knowing that the other thing that might be a little bit different is weather too? Because, Iowa, this time of year, it's totally unpredictable whether it's going to be, in the 80s or 90s, or if it's going to be in the 40s. So you just have to mentally and physically prepare for both.
Yeah, there's a blueprint for what training we want to do going into the state meet. And fortunately, we've been able to run that blueprint, 5 years, it'll be the 5th year in a row with a team going to state and then doing a pulse check on what works and what doesn't. So we keep tweaking what we're doing there, and we feel good about what we've got going on the next 8 days leading up to that. So we are more than excited for letting that all play out. So
absolutely, Coach Bouquet, very excited for the state meet coming up here. Appreciate your time as always, and again, congratulations on first time in school history having both the district champions here at the state qualifying meet.
That's exciting. Thanks for covering this, Tyler. We'll see you in Fort Dodge.
Absolutely. That was Mike Bouquet, head coach of the Pele Christian cross country teams, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.